a show we got for you today.
Stay in your seat, please. Don't panic. We interrupt your entertainment for a shocking announcement.
Yes. You know what day it is?
This is Tuesday.
Okay, that was not so shocking.
And why exactly are you here?
You got a hit show. People want to press the flesh.
This show is our whole life now.
This is true.
What is this show?
This show is special.
Okay, if you say so.
Come on, everyone.
Let's go.
And do you know what time it is?
Sure.
It's showtime.
QKX.
It's Morgan in the Morning, and we do have quite a shocking show. Did you ever make a steak in a Mr. Coffee Pot? Well, yeah, there's that. The Ticket Blitz and more.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Oh, we got a little Nittany Leo first thing in the morning. It must be time for Penn State Ticket Blitz with Regis New Chevrolet. Penn State coming home this Saturday afternoon at noon with a Big Ten game against Illinois. I'm thinking Penn State by a lot. I could be wrong, but here's your chance to qualify to go. We got one pair of hot tickets right now. So, you in? I know it's early. You just rolling out of bed? Here's your chance.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call the toll-free line.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
For some reason, the late night TV guys had the night off last night, so there's no late night audio. However, we'll dig up some classic, and I mean classic comedy, just in time for Halloween. Sad note, we said goodbye to Colin Powell yesterday. I was stunned by that news, passing away at the age of 84 of COVID. We'll talk about that coming up and a whole lot more. It's Morgan in the Morning. Look at that toll-free line blinking. Yeah. Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. It's the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. We have Jeanette on the phone. You're calling from Mechanicsburg? Are you kidding me? What are you doing?
We're giving away Penn State tickets.
And you're down there in Mechanicsburg?
Yeah, I went to Penn State.
Yay, are you listening?
Right you? After graduating.
Oh, okay, you're listening on the app?
No, on the radio.
So really, 94KX is booming in there today for you, huh?
94.1. Yes,
I love it. Well, Penn State grad, we'll cross our fingers and maybe be drawing your name on Thursday. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Sounds good to me.
Could you tell us what year you graduated?
2020.
Oh, you old woman, you. I mean, all of a sudden I feel really, really ancient. What year did you graduate? Last year. Mechanicsburg with Morgan in the Morning. I love it.
Morgan in the Morning.
I was saddened yesterday at the loss of General Colin Powell. If you follow me on the Tom Morgan Facebook page, I said there was once a time where I thought he would make an excellent president. The career soldier and former Secretary of State died yesterday from COVID complications. He was 84 years old. So I did some investigating and I dug up an old 08 interview where he was asked how he would like to be remembered.
I left New York in 1958 to be a soldier. And I was a soldier for 35 years before, you know, I did mostly anything else outside of soldiering. And so when I'm gone, I hope that people remember me as a good soldier, a good service person, because I served in other ways as well. And then I tried to do my best, and I left behind some great children. If there is, and I believe there is, somebody, something, some spirit out there, that's how you'll be measured at the end.
And he will be remembered.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Mark's got the news, Rob's got the sports, and Steve has the AccuWeather. Did you ever think about being a farmer whose main interest was only growing record-breaking pumpkins? Details coming up. What's it like to be one of those pumpkin farmers that grows for the record and goes for the big money and sometimes gets DQ'd?
There's no crying in pumpkin growing. I know I can do it again, so we just got to look forward to the future and do it again.
Details next.
Put your love in.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Yeah, because this isn't real stupid if you're in it to win it. Competitive pumpkin growing.
My name's Mike Schmidt, and I grow giant pumpkins. Pumpkins are like ice cream. Everyone loves them. Some people say we're crazy, but, you know, we're just people that like to have a little fun out in the dirt. This is a giant pumpkin. It weighs in at 2,520 pounds. This pumpkin would have won this year. So you're looking at a pumpkin that would have been worth $20,000. Crack was the size of a fingernail.
What?
It happens. There's no crying in pumpkin growing. I know I can do it again, so we just got to look forward to the future and do it again.
His name's Mike Schmidt, and there's no crying in pumpkin growing. That's funny. But anyway, I want to meet a local competitive pumpkin grower. We heard from Mechanicsburg already this morning. There's got to be somewhere out there outstanding in their field. Growing pumpkins for money, big money. Let me know. I mean it. Let me
know. For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Boy, this show is packed with it. We've got another key to Cancun, so you got to keep listening if you want to qualify for that vacation. And coming up later on this morning on a Try It Tuesday, we'll make a steak in a coffee maker. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
A naked woman running across a practice football field. What?
Oh, my God.
Naked.
Why are you wet?
Oh, God, you're showing everything covered up, for the love of God.
Well, that's a cut from a movie, but that's unimportant now. This is not viral comedy. This is weird. A Missouri woman charged after allegedly running nude on an eighth grade football practice field. Lacey Uthry is accused of doing the naked run in front of 29 kids under the age of 15. Not my idea of a pep rally, okay? Just not my idea of a pep rally.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up is the news, but also stand by.
Keep your phone handy. Another Keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel keyword could happen anytime.
Yeah!
On 94KX.
10 minutes away from a key to Cancun. And our keywords to Cancun giveaway from Liberty Travel. Stay with us. And we've got some classic comedy coming up for you. What do you do when you take your kids trick-or-treating and Christopher Walken answers the door?
Trick-or-treat? That's a damn good question.
7 o'clock hour of Morgan in the Morning. Birthday buddies, Christopher Walken, and a key to Cancun. All coming up this hour.
To Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
As you rise and shine this morning, and you dress yourself, it is National Dress Like a Dork Day. And I don't get it, because it says here, you know, wear suspenders with a matching bow tie. Wasn't that everyone's son at homecoming last weekend? I don't know.
It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun Contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Yeah, you need to text the word nature, because you're going to commune with Mother Nature if you win this trip, all right? Nature, that's N-A-T-U-R-E.
Text that keyword now to 49330, along with your hometown, to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX.
Yes!
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
The late night TV hosts had the night off, so we bring you classic comedy with Kevin Pollak as Christopher Walken giving treats to trick-or-treaters. Stay with us, birthday buddies and more with Lynn Hall, all coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
So growing up, Halloween became my favorite holiday. I still celebrate. But because I do celebrity impersonations, it's always fun every year to figure out who I should do for the kids, you know. Which is why this last Halloween, when the kids came in door to get the candy, they got Christopher Walken. Hi! Trick or treat? That's a damn good question. Quite the conundrum. Little dudes. you've put forth on this Hallows Eve. Having said that, my young costumed friends, as fate would have it, I too have a question. Which one of you can guess what I've buried under my house? Hey, kids, where you going?
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yay!
Whee!
Birthday Buddies.
Sorry, that's all I came up with that early.
You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
And go! Celebrity Birthdays, Lynn Hall, are you ready?
I am.
You were born ready.
Yes, I am.
Trey Parker, the co-creator of South Park, celebrating a birthday today.
I'm going down south. I'm going to have myself.
52 years old today.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He also conquered Broadway once, but that's another story.
For yet another time.
Yes. Do you remember the name Ty Pennington?
Yes.
He's 57 today.
Okay.
Bus driver, move that bus. Extreme Makeover. Boxer Evander Holyfield is 59.
I know him.
He
not
can still lay a beating on you.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite actors, John Lithgow, is 76.
I love him.
That guy.
He is amazing.
I am convinced he can do anything.
He can. He's just great.
Any part. Yeah. And here's a name you might not know, but if you're a Harry Potter fan, you'll go, oh, him. Michael Gambon is Dumbledore, but
okay.
He's the new Dumbledore.
Oh.
Because Richard Harris passed away.
Right. He did pass away.
I'm no Harry Potter freak, but I look at the second Dumbledore and I'm like, really? That's all you can come up with?
Seriously.
I'm sorry, Michael. Happy birthday, but you're not a good Dumbledore. I'm always looking for more of a, Harry Potter, you have so much to learn, Harry Potter.
That was wonderful. You should try out for that part.
I'm getting old enough. And I've been called a whole lot worse than Dumbledore.
There you go. By better people. Thank you.
All right, let's take a look at the local celebs, or as Lynn Hall calls them.
Birthday buddies.
Yes. Happy birthday to Alicia Shoup. She's from Millerstown. She's 30 years old.
April Yoakum from Middleburg, 42 today.
Happy birthday to Kathy Sherrock from Sealands Grove, 39.
Katrina Lohr from Sealands Grove, 43 today.
Kelsey Guffey, 31. Happy birthday.
Kristen Bullock from Culpmont is 40 today.
Happy birthday to LaCosta Mussolini from Lewisburg, 44.
Lisa Schaefer from Dornsife, 44 today.
Marsha Mole from Northumberland is 57.
Mary, I guess it's Leone, I like that name,
yeah,
is 58 today. Happy birthday, Mary.
Happy birthday to Pamela Scott, 62.
Travis Martin is 39 today.
And I love the name Wyatt
because I
like westerns.
Well, me too. Wyatt Earp is awesome.
Well, this is Wyatt Troxell. He's 42
and
today.
And he's awesome too.
Yes, he is. Happy birthday. Hey, if you have a birthday, the Ford Fun Line is always open. Call it in anytime.
Mm-hmm.
You could use our text club.
You can.
You could email.
You could email. You snail could, mail, yeah, again if you wish.
And there's always that carrier pigeon option.
The carrier pigeon option is never off the table.
No, it's not.
If you so desire.
Someday a pigeon's going to fly in here. We're going to look at each other and go, what?
Wow, someone actually did that.
Each and every day at this time, it is
Birthday Buddies.
Yeah.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Sure, the news, sports, and AccuWeather is coming up. And in the next half hour, you're a big Soprano fan, right?
Yes, I am.
They are on a new commercial for Dietz and Watson lunch meat.
Dietz and Watson and the Sopranos.
Yeah.
I must find out what this is about.
It's all coming up
on Morgan in the Morning.
42 in our backyard, high atop Blue Hill. Woke up at 4 this morning, walked into the living room, and the fireplace had started. I was like, it is officially Indian summer when it gets that cold in my house. Morgan in the Morning. Driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. The Sopranos pushing lunch meat for Halloween.
About on. This is delicious.
Stay with us.
WQKX.
It's 94KX.
Yeah, if you were with us earlier this morning, I'm still looking for that competitive pumpkin grower. I know there's got to be one in Central PA that, you know, wants to win money for having the biggest pumpkin. Let us know. The Ford Fun Line always open, like the man said. Hey, here's an advertising campaign. Gabagool. For one of my favorite products, Dietz and Watson lunch meat.
Hey, it's me, the Gabagool, and today I'm going to teach you how to make these Dietz and Watson hoagie bites for your Halloween guests.
Bout on, this is delicious. Not for nothing, but now you got to chop them into little pieces so your guests can enjoy them. Yeah. See what I'm saying? Here you go, tasty hoagie bites.
Here's yes, girl, huh? Maron, this is delicious.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
All right, is he joking or not? Is Mel Brooks at his age going for a sequel? Stay with us.
At UPMC.
Mel Brooks did probably one of the funniest movies ever 40 years ago with The History of the World. Can it be coming back?
Coming soon. Don't miss History of the World, Part 2. C, Hitler on ice. C, a Viking funeral. C, Jews in space.
Brooks is planning it for Hulu coming soon. Unbelievable.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Of course, Mark's got the news, Rob's got the sports, and Steve with the AccuWeather. But we're going to try it on a Tuesday with our very own Denise Haddon makes a steak in a Mr. Coffee. What? Steak, veggies, pasta in a coffee maker. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander Ford.
Well worth that drive down Route 45. It's a Tuesday. We try things. We call it Try a Tuesday. A guest host today, Denise Haddon, is here.
Hey.
I trust you. This is all I'm saying. I trust you.
All right, good.
All right?
Good. You're good to be trusted.
Because I'm looking at a delicious piece of steak and a coffee maker. Where do you find these weird ideas?
Oh, my God. This one I actually found. Somebody sent it to me, but it's all over like YouTube, TikTok, Facebook. It's everywhere. It's the social media.
So everybody's doing it.
A lot of people are. Yeah, it's really weird. And apparently you can cook a lot of things in a coffee pot. I did not know that. When I researched, there's like people make salmon in their coffee pots.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious. But it's really, it's just fun. I think it's fun. I don't drink coffee out of coffee pots, so.
So you might as well make a steak in it.
Good use, yeah.
And I see broccoli and everything.
Broccoli and pasta. Yep, you can put anything in there.
Guys, don't go anywhere. WQKX. Wild
Barrel Mass. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Rah, 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 New York Strip. I'm looking at a New York Strip. Try it Tuesday with a guest chef this morning. She is Denise Haddon. Right. Well, I could call you chef. You usually make dinner at home, don't you?
Yeah, well, like my family would probably beg to differ on that.
But all right.
Yeah, I do when I can, when they're here.
Yeah, you're doing it now. She's talking on the radio and cutting the fat steak. Trimming the fat. Now, that's a New York strip steak.
Mm-hmm. That's the best one to put in there because it's thin, but it's delicious.
All right, you keep cutting away. Yep. Try a Tuesday today. We're going to make a steak in a coffee maker. I wouldn't have believed it if Denise didn't show it to me days back, and we decided to do it for Try It Tuesday. Now, that's a single steak. I don't know how it's going to fit in the coffee pot, Denise. I just don't know.
People put two in. I'm just putting one.
Really?
People put two in, yeah.
Okay. You're going to want to see this. We'll go Facebook Live, but the Try It Tuesday, we try to paint the picture for you, especially if you're driving to work right now. You might want to be thinking about dinner tonight. So we have a package here, a 48-ounce carton of chicken broth, fat-free. Is that going to go where the water goes in the coffee maker?
Yup.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll run that through instead of coffee. Or you could make it with coffee. I'm don't know if I'd like that, but some people also do that. I found that, too.
Let me open this up. It's a package of broccoli. Where the heck is the broccoli going to go?
Goes right in with the meat.
On top of the steak,
yeah.
All right. So we'll do that. And why a box of pasta?
Well, because you get little tiny angel hair pasta and you break it up, put it in top in the top where the basket goes.
And
And the water, you know, the juice will go through there and the steam and everything will cook the pasta.
And people are waking up right now going, well, hey, she's doing what to my Mr. Coffee? What?
Yeah.
But so I watched a video on this and I'm still not convinced, but you said it tasted good.
It is good. It doesn't look like a normal steak when you get it out. It's like it looks soggy and it's not dark. It's not a dark steak. It's like a tan color. But when I cut into it and it was so moist, and I know I said the word moist, but anyway,
yeah, you did.
It was tender, juicy, and it had a really good flavor. I made it with beef broth too, and I kind of like it better with the chicken broth, which is weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're the kind of person that I am, and I'm ashamed of this, I sometimes don't eat food if it looks funny.
Yeah.
So this steak isn't going to look like, it won't have stripes on it from the grill or nothing like that.
It will not be sizzling. It will be like charred anywhere, or, you know, it's not going to be crispy on the outside. Mm-hmm. It's definitely going to be soft and soggy.
Well, see what, soggy.
You know what it reminds me of? When you do a crock pot, roast beef in a crock pot.
Oh, okay.
That's what it kind of is like.
Okay, because on the video it looked like a human organ. Like, I don't know. It was just weird looking.
Yes, Tom, this is a liver.
Well, yeah. Now it looks like a steak, but when it came out, you're getting like Silence of the Lambs on me. That's getting kind of creepy. If you break out the chickpeas, stop it, Denise, stop it. So what we're going to do is in just a few minutes, we're going to start the process, and you're going to see it Facebook Live on a Try It Tuesday, New York strip steak in a coffee maker. Wow!
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, after we do this steak, Morgan's top list of the day comes up, and I've got Tom's top house cleaning shortcuts for you. Stay with us.
Flooring for life.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
I saw a dog wearing a sweater. I thought that looked ridiculous. Because dogs don't have arms. If you're going to put clothes on a dog, try like two pairs of pants. Two little pairs of skinny jeans. Halloween's my favorite holiday because you don't have to celebrate it with your family. What are you doing for Halloween? I gotta fly back east and go trick-or-treating with my parents.
94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started. We'd like to do shortcuts when we're cleaning the house. And demographically, we do different shortcuts, but that's another story. But the average American uses 5 different cleaning shortcuts. The most common is the use of an air freshener. 40% of people say they just spray an air freshener to cover up the smell or the root smell in their house. 37% said they light a candle to mask the bad odors. Other shortcuts include making the bed but leaving the room a mess. You feel better once you made the bed. Or how about this? Packing clutter into a cupboard or a closet. Not surprisingly, young adults take the most shortcuts. 72% of all people say their cleaning routine has improved as they have gotten older. Oh, and by the way, 60% have adopted new cleaning habits since the start of the pandemic. Which one are you? Tom's top list of the day.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, you got it. Mark has got the news, Rob's got the sports, and Steve has the AccuWeather. Keep looking for our Facebook Live video, making a steak in a coffee maker. And coming up, a contest that's usually happy turned a little sad. We've got details coming up. Pets for Pink is winding down. The judges have made their decision. And a touching story about our pets coming up next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We continue to paint the valley pink throughout the month of October. Our Pets for Pink contest is locked up right now, and the judges decided the finalists, and now you can vote for your favorite. We'll announce our pink pet of the year coming up next week. Yesterday, we had our celebrity judges in our studios to vote on the pets. And something most unexpected happened. We loved this puppy. Bolinsky was her name. Just a big old mutt. Adorable eyes. You know those sad eyes that some dogs could have? And she was all dressed in pink. And the judges were voting along. Most of them voting puppy Bolinsky as one of their finalists. And then after the voting was done, we found out that Bolinsky had passed away of cancer. Like, what a weird list of events to happen during a Pets for Pink fundraiser for breast cancer awareness with Evan. So we decided, like, the judges were touched. We're all touched, actually. We're teary-eyed. This puppy girl had moved on. And so we decided to do like a memorial for her and send a prize pack out to Bolinsky's owner, who also has other pets. And she emailed us late yesterday with these words: "I am crying now. I don't even know what to say. Thank you just seems so minimal. To those that puppy's story has touched, to all of you, this makes my heart smile big. I am over the moon right now. Truly. Thank you very much. So unexpected and so incredibly thoughtful." And she signed it: "Grateful, Danny and her zoo." Weird the way incredible things could come from sadness. We'll update you on Pets for Pink later.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, we've got final thoughts and final thank yous, we call it, before we turn it over to Chad Evans, who's got a new key to Cancun for you. Hey, our word this morning, in case you missed it, nature. I hope you texted.
Hi, this is Bob Schoen, the general manager of Blaze Alexander.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Chad Evans is on the way next. He's got another keyword to Cancun with Liberty Travel. Stay with us. Speaking of Chad, he's a golfer. I'm like, I don't know, I'm a hack. I try. I only golf like 3 times a year, so that's why I'm awful. But consider this. Hugh Brown was turning 100 years old. An avid golfer decides to hit the links before he goes to his birthday party. 100 years old, and he hits a hole-in-one.
And I was just gesticulating and yelling. And I thought, they're annoyed because I hit up on them. I said, where's the ball? I just didn't howl.
Isn't that crazy? Every golfer wants to do that. Walk onto the green and say, where's my ball? Oh, it's in the hole.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.